Almost half the number of people eligible for the government's rent credit tax relief scheme have yet to apply for the support 9 months after it was first announced. Figures obtained by RT News indicate that 230,000 out of 400,000 eligible people have so far requested the credit. Fiacra O'Connor reports.
One of the most high-profile policies in last September's budget was a new tax relief scheme to help renters. The scheme allows single renters to receive €500 a year and couples €1,000. But new figures obtained by RTE News show almost half of eligible people have yet to apply. Housing charity Threshold says many genuine renters are not able to apply as not all landlords are registered with the Residential Tenancies Board. Separate concerns have also been raised over the amount of tax relief available, with critics saying it is the equivalent of €9 per week. A Department of Finance spokesperson said it has asked Revenue to conduct a new public awareness campaign to highlight the scheme, and that any potential changes will be considered in autumn's budget.
Talks are due to begin today on plans to temporarily lay off 650 workers at Tara Mines in County Meath. Unions are to meet management at Boleden Tara Mines outside Navan this morning to discuss options to its plan to temporarily suspend the operation over the coming weeks. Our North East correspondent, Laura Hogan.
Unions representing staff at Tara Mines will enter intensive talks with management today. SIPTU said it will discuss alternatives to the plan to temporarily shut down the mine in the coming weeks and work towards an outcome which will maintain the operation. It follows an announcement by Boleden last week that 650 workers would be temporarily laid off. The company said the decision was taken to safeguard the long-term future of the mine and was in response to factors including a decline in the price of zinc, high energy costs and inflation. Boleden said it will listen to unions' proposals and continue to converse with them. It reiterated the reasons behind the decision, saying the situation with the company's finances was unsustainable and it had to make the decision to stem the cash outflow.
The professional services and consulting firm Deloitte has announced the provision of 300 jobs in Cork. Most of the recruits will be based in a new technology and analytics facility in the city. Our business editor, Will Goodbody.
Deloitte has had a presence in Cork for almost 150 years. Now it plans to grow its operations there further by adding 300 new roles in all areas of its business, including audit and assurance, tax and legal, consulting, financial advisory and risk advisory. The business is seeking a range of experience for the jobs, from experienced senior hires to graduates, as it fills the positions over the next 3 years. The majority of the jobs are being created through the establishment of a technology and analytics hub in the city. CEO of Deloitte Ireland, Harry Goddard, said the company has seen strong demand across its business nationally, in particular in the areas of digital technology and analytics.
Talks will be held at the Labour Court today, aimed at resolving a dispute involving part-time firefighters. SIPTU has agreed to suspend calling a strike for 24 hours to allow for negotiations to take place. Our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
Retained firefighters began rolling work stoppages last week and had threatened to escalate the action to an all-out strike from tomorrow in a dispute over pay and conditions. If today's exploratory talks at the Labour Court fail to achieve a resolution, SIPTU says the all-out strike will go ahead as planned tomorrow. The union said that addressing the issues will be complex and difficult, but that its negotiators will make every effort to create the space for a resolution. The Minister for Housing, Dara O'Brien, has said that he supports a pay rise for retained firefighters, but believes the correct way to achieve this is through the next round of public sector pay talks, which are due to begin informally next month. SIPTU says, however, that immediate action is needed to address a recruitment and retention crisis in the retained fire service.
Tributes have been paid to the former banking union leader, Larry Broderick, who died yesterday. Mr. Broderick was General Secretary of the Irish Bank Officials Association, later the Financial Services Union, from 2001 until his retirement in 2018. He was admired and respected as an able and effective negotiator inside and outside the trade union movement, and steered the banking union through almost two decades of turbulent events, including the 2008 financial crash and its aftermath. The General Secretary of the Financial Services Union, John O'Connell, described Mr. Broderick as a gentleman and a friend to many. Owen Reedy, the General Secretary of the Irish Congress of Trade Unions, said Mr. Broderick was insightful, collegiate and forward-thinking. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For highly efficient, sustainable home heating for your new build, choose Grant's A++ rated Airona heat pump. Visit grant.ie.
Scattered showers this morning will become more widespread this afternoon and evening. Some showers will turn heavy. Thunderstorms and localised flooding are possible. Highest temperatures will range from 18 to 22 degrees.